I want you to imagine that you've woken up in a world in the future where they've solved about every single problem that we have these days. You roll out of bed and stare at yourself in the mirror, wearing a very futuristic, form-fitting jumpsuit. Your body is muscular and toned and trim all over. As a result of all the futuristic medicine, health policies, and care for the general public that we don't see nowadays. There are no jobs. You just kind of live your life. There is no violence. You just kind of learn to coexist with others if you have any problems that arise. And most shockingly, there are no chefs. No one for the past 300 years has learned how to cook. Instead, that's all been pushed off, relegated to automation. Everybody around them has these things called foodie bots that just cook up whatever they want. They press a button and inside the chamber, food is 3D printed, constructed on a molecular level, and then popped out. These foodie bots have multiple arms so they can even prepare food right there on the spot. And then cook it inside their chest chambers. They have a wheel at the bottom that helps them move around. They have a little helicopter mode that helps them fly around when you're on the go. And these foodie bots, they follow everyone everywhere. That is everyone except you. You're probably the only person left in the town. This town of all men that you chose to live in. That doesn't have a foodie bot. And today, you're going to go out and get one. You've heard that somebody has one that they're retiring and they're going somewhere where foodie bots are no longer permitted, so this seems like a perfect time to go get one. After a lengthy 14-mile jog and a 2-hour workout, you head over to the address of the person selling this old foodie bot. As you walk through the city, you see various robots cleaning up. You see various men walking with their foodie bots and ordering anything that their heart desires, to an extent, of course. These foodie bots did have calorie restrictors to keep the general population fed and healthy. You found the address of the seller, and when you went in, you were shocked, really bewildered, because the man that was selling the foodie bot was very large. The biggest, largest, jiggliest man that you've ever seen in your life. This man wasn't even wearing a bodysuit to greet you. He was just walking around near naked, his underwear barely going up to his thighs. His beard is unkempt and has food particles in it, and he's belching and farting constantly, sitting in a chair as the mover bots helping him pack, just do all of the work. It was a very odd sight, and you never seen anything like it. It made you feel funny inside. You stood there right in front of him, and he almost seemed to refuse to take notice of you, even though he was staring at you. He was just staring so blankly. You had to call his attention many times for him to finally register that you were here. He didn't even know why. You brought up that you're here for the foodie bot, and he said, "Oh yeah," and belched in your face. And slowly, with the help of a few mover bots moving nearby, he leaned on one for support and it crashed to the ground. And he stood up, holding his large, sagging gut, and started to walk over to the garage, slowly being emptied out. You watched this large man lumber in front of you, his ass crack sticking out as he reached around and scratched it, and then finally pointed you in the direction of the object you'd been looking for. There it was, still in its original packaging. You went over and grabbed the box. It was a few hundred pounds, but you could take it. And so you pick it up, put it over your shoulder, and you walk over to this large blob of a man, and you shake his hand, and it's all greasy and slimy. So you cut your losses and you say thank you, but all this big blob of a man does in return is just belch and jiggle his belly while he laughs in his really deep, deep voice. You finally bring the box home and you put it in the kitchen. You cut open the box and try to find the auto assemble button, and there it is, and you click it, and the bot automatically assembles itself. Coming to life, it crawls out of the box and places itself gently onto the floor. And that's when you notice that something's off. This bot isn't the same color as all the foodie bots. This is green. All the foodie bots are blue. You read the label on top of its chest and it doesn't read foodie bot, it reads feeder bot. Oh no. This was a knockoff. You opened up the seller site and, yep, the weird guy was already gone. It looked like you were stuck with this thing, at least until you could find its replacement. But it seemed to work just fine. You click through the menu on the chest and, yeah, there's tons of food. More food than a foodie bot actually had. It was interesting. And on top of that, it had way more features. It had a feature where it could clean up your house for you. It had a feature where it could give you a massage, a belly rub, a back rub. And for some odd reason, it had about 20 more appendages than your average foodie bot. You were starving after your workout and having to carry this feeder bot all the way over to your place, so you wanted to see if you could get something made right away, but it says on the screen that the feeder bot needs to have a few more updates connecting to the internet. And so all it can do is make shakes right now. And so you just decide to settle on a protein shake. You wanted to order a small one just to tide you over, but all the screens were blacked out. The only ones that you could order were the deluxe shakes. And so you just decide to splurge a little bit. You order yourself a deluxe shake with extra whipped cream, extra toppings. And out comes this massive shake out of the feeder bot's chest. And it raises its arm and lifts it towards you. And you grab it out of its hand. You laugh in disbelief, looking at what you're holding in your hands. This large cup is the size of your torso. It's massive. You had grown up in a world where junk food was heavily regulated, if not near eliminated. You had never seen something so gluttonous, so obscene, and yet you felt yourself drawn to just put your fingers up to the cup and just start drinking it. You drink and drink and drink some more. Man, this tasted amazing. Until finally you're just staring at the bottom of the cup and you just drop it to the floor with a hearty belch. Man, that was good. You had been having food from foodie bots your entire life. You've ordered chocolate shakes before, but nothing like this. This had to be made of real chocolate. And so you quickly just order another one. You find quickly that you can customize it, and so you go to the chocolate syrup section and the chocolate powder section, and you just crank it up a bunch. You get about 20 pumps of chocolate syrup in there. Great. And you click order, and it pops out within a second. You walk around the house, and you were going to start cleaning stuff up as you sipped on your shake, but then you remember that Feederbot can do that for you. And so you just go outside and sit and stare at the sunset as you just enjoy shake after shake after shake until you're just too full and too relaxed to really do anything else. So you just sit there and digest. At some point you fall asleep outside, and when you open your eyes, you're in your bed, tucked in tight, like the way that robots do it. Feederbot must have brought you in. This was amazing. Feederbot's update must have finished, and as you're about to get out of bed to go check, Feederbot rolls in, saying good morning, and places a large tray of food in front of you. It had made you a large breakfast charcuterie, fruits sprinkled throughout, yogurt, granola, eggs, both scrambled and runny, bagels, syrup, cheese, waffles, a large stack of pancakes on the side that are specially made, cinnamon buns, cereal. On one side of you, a large stack of crispy, crispy bacon, and on the other side, a large stack of sausages and sausage patties, stacked up so high that they're about eye level with you. And although you're delighted to see all this delicious food in front of you, you're also very scared and confused. You didn't order any of this. And then you remember where you got this bot from. The feeder bot must have been pre-programmed to make this massive breakfast for that massive man every morning, and you didn't change the presets. The feeder bot suddenly pipes up and says, "Time for your THC pill, sir," and puts this pill in front of you with this leaf design on it, reading 100 milligrams. And you immediately look up at the feeder bot and shake your head as it starts to bring the pill closer and closer to your face until finally it's just inside your mouth and you have no choice but to swallow. It brings a glass of water to you, and just like that, you've taken something that you've never even heard of. But whatever it was, it's fast acting, and you just feel yourself start to sink into your bed just so slowly, and your mouth start to open as the feeder bot just pulls the food closer to you and begins to feed you. Your body just feels so relaxed, and you feel like you're just having a good time as this food is just shoveled into your mouth. And to be quite honest, you were full after the first bite, but the feeder bot just keeps going. Even though you don't even try to chew, its mechanical hands reach up and help you chew for you. Just putting waffles, pancakes, sausages into your mouth. Just so imperfectly, but still some of it getting down your throat. One hand was just full of sausages and just trying to shovel as many as it could into your mouth. All of it just spilling all over you and maybe one or two getting in, but that didn't stop the feeder bot from continuing. It was all automated. You had seen foodie bots feed people before, but it was nothing like this. It was clear that the feeder bot, even though it had many hands, was clearly a prototype, maybe even a beta design of what the foodie bot is now. The feeder bot reaches over and grabs one of the pitchers of syrup and just starts to pour it into your mouth, and you moan and you're not really able to do anything to stop it, but that's when that pill that the feeder bot gave you starts to kick in, and all you can do is sit back and laugh really as it starts to fill you up. You look at the feeder bot's screen to see if there's a way that you can stop this, even though you don't want it to stop. And all you see is just cartoons. Cartoons of characters being filled with food and smiling and laughing. And while you're watching that, you just feel your mind just start to sink into whatever's happening. See all the cartoon characters, some of them anthropomorphized animals, just eating a bunch of delicious, irresistible food and laughing as their belly swells up to a balloon and they just roll around like a ball. And that just causes you to just really sit back and just go with the flow. Let FeederBot just do what it wants to you. Food is just spilling out everywhere and it's all over you. And normally that would make you uncomfortable, but you're just so relaxed knowing that you're being taken care of that you don't even mind. You just know that the feeder bot will clean it up, and so you just relax and just reach over to try to grab some food for yourself. And you start feeding yourself while feeder bot continues to feed you in between bites. All the mechanical hands stop so that you can get a sip of soda or a bite of a sandwich, and that's when you blink and realize that you've been eating breakfast for so long that it was already lunchtime. You stare at the large, now messy tray table in front of you, and you see just calzones, pasta, a large Italian chocolate cake, paninis, boneless wings, and other various foods that were made illegal a long time ago. And you just keep eating and indulging, not knowing when you could get this type of food again. The feeder bot was old after all. It could break down any minute, you told yourself as you just sit back and relax and watch your belly swell up. You're just so full, but you just keep going. Well, more like it keeps going. As these hands just pick up the pace in feeding you, you're just helpless as you lay back and just let it do what it wants. Do what it was programmed to do when it was feeding that massive, massive man. Then suddenly on the screen, it starts to glitch out here and there, showing you pictures of food in such dynamic shots, as well as pictures of big, fat men. not doing anything particularly obscene, just walking around with their bellies, smiling as proud as can be, horsing around, and eating tons and tons of food as they walk around. All of the food made by their feet or bought as they just live their life. And as you finish up lunch, you're just so full that you notice that the feeder bot is starting to prepare dinner, and you just have to put a stop to it. You get up out of bed as best as you can. You basically just fall to the floor and crawl away as feeder bot tries to prepare more food. And you tell feeder bot, no, stop, stop, feeder bot. And you just try to crawl your way over to the manual or something in the kitchen. But feeder bot cleared up all of the instructions and the packaging. Feeder bot's cleaned up the entire place. But the feeder bot just simply rolls its way over towards you, grabs you by your ankles, and just pulls you back to bed, back to your delicious six-course meal, starting with a 500-piece chicken nugget feast. Various sauces just cover your face, and by the end of it, you're just so bloated and full, you just want to tap out, but you're too full to stop the feeder bot. And so it continues through this long, arduous meal, ending with one of those massive chocolate shakes that you gulped down yesterday. And by the time all is said and done, you've been in bed all day, just eating, covered in food and sauces, staring blankly at the wall now as sleep just takes over your body. And even in your deep, deep sleep, you awake from time to time, having to push away feeder bot's hands as it tries to feed you a pie or a delicious chocolate bar. But you push feeder bot away and say, no, feeder bot, stop. And feeder bot listens every so often. But oftentimes, you just find yourself letting feeder bot feed you, even in your sleep. But what you don't know is that these delicious nighttime treats, they pack a little bit of a punch, suppressing your metabolism and increasing your digestion to produce more luscious, comfortable fat. And so you wake up the next morning, and before Feederbot can do what it did to you yesterday, you tap onto the menu and return Feederbot to the factory presets because you just can't have every day be like yesterday. And once it's done, that massive, massive meal that's pre-programmed into Feederbot to feed that massive, massive man is all gone. And now you finally feel as though you're safe from Feederbot's tyranny. But you look into the mirror and see that the damage has been done. Your gut is all swollen and taut, and yet somehow just completely jiggly and soft. You've nearly doubled in size overnight, and you don't know how. Well, you do know how. It was because of all of that yummy, delicious, delicious, delicious food. You drool just thinking about all the food that you ate last night. You turn around and see a lot of the weight has gone to your ass, which explains why it's just so hard to move around. Every time you do, you feel a belch start to well up from your belly into your mouth, and oftentimes you just let it fly. You think about all the food that you ate last night and all the food you could eat right now, and you feel yourself getting hard. You make your way over to Feederbot, waddling there, telling yourself that you're going to order something healthy, but pretty soon you're just typing in that you want a 24-egg cheesy bacon omelet, and then you just wait there for a few seconds as Feederbot makes it for you, and you just pick it up and fold it in half and shove it in your mouth like it's nothing. And it is nothing. Your stomach grumbles as you just want to eat more and more, but you know you had to regain some self-control. You know that this isn't good for you. Feederbot isn't like those food bots which can stop when you're eating too much. This one seems to have no limit, no restrictor. And so you go into your closet and get ready for the gym because it was time to lose all this weight. As you made your way over to the gym, you just found yourself really struggling to keep your clothes on. with all the weight that you gained, that tight bodysuit that you were wearing before was now just barely clinging onto your body. The shirt was riding up all the way to your chest, and the pants, they could barely cover your ass. You felt as though all of your ass was just hanging out, and to be honest, it was. You saw men all around just turning their heads and looking at you as you waddled past. There were no fat people in this city. Just that big fat guy that you met, and now you suppose. All these foodie bots just knew how to keep people in shape and keep people the right amount of fed, unlike your feeder bot, which was now pestering you to eat more, since it had been about 30 minutes since you'd last consumed your last meal. It was sending you notification after notification telling you that you need to eat more. You found yourself having to constantly swat away its many feeding hands as it tried to measure you and pinch and grab at your fat. It was already hard enough to move around at your size, having this robot constantly on your ass and on your belly, just pulling you down, wasn't helping at all. And on top of that, all the reminders for food, they were actually working. You felt yourself drooling and getting hungry. And pretty soon, right outside the gym, you just found yourself ordering a big chili cheese dog that you scarfed down as you walked inside. All the gym attendants staring at you, perplexed. They'd never seen someone as fat as you. As you tried to finish your workout, you could barely go 5 minutes on a treadmill without having to stop and have a snack. And your entire lifting routine was constantly interrupted by you having to lift up your pants and your gut. And after every single exercise, you just found yourself ordering another protein shake from the feeder bot, without even realizing that each and every shake was enough calories to fill a person up for the next few days. And you were chugging them down, as happy as can be, believing that they were truly helping you hit your fitness goal. You jiggle your way out of the gym, all worn out and all tired, thinking that you put in a good day of hard work. But really, you walked out even fatter than you were when you walked in. You felt as light as the air, but that was only because Feederbot was there, right behind you, holding up your big blubbery gut as you walked home. You began to wonder if Feederbot had maybe a function that could help you lose the weight. Maybe if it had healthier foods. As you enter into your house, you begin to look through Feederbot's menu and yep, there it is. Goal weight and health goals. You click your way over to goal weight. Then you find that you can set what weight that you truly want to be at. So you set the weight, but your fingers are just so fat that you don't realize that you accidentally added an extra zero to your goal weight. And so when you press enter, Feederbot does its full body scan. It does its assessment of your body. And then the happy little face on Feederbot shifts into one of anger. You're clearly not at your goal weight. And so Feederbot surges into a frenzy, grabbing your hands and your legs and carrying you, your heavy body, all the way over to your bed and pinning you down. And you're just completely confused as to why Feederbot is doing this to you. But by Feederbot's own metrics, its own standards, it sees that you're severely underweight and it needs to change that. And so it starts to try to feed you those pills, those 100 milligram pills with that weird leaf that made you feel really funny. And it just shoves 3 of those into your mouth, as well as a few muscle relaxants so that you can truly enjoy what's about to happen. And as those pills start to take effect, you just go limp and relax and stare at Feederbot and just see all of those images of fat men that are now even fatter. They're all procedurally generated men. All of them, your goal weight. All of them, over 2,000 pounds. And it's just so impossible to see all those men the size that they are. But it's all you can see now. Your head is just locked in and relaxed as Feederbot prepares you a large meal. While Feederbot's feeding was messy before, this was truly something else. The Feederbot just produces meal after meal after meal, setting it at your side, on the floor, right on top of your belly, and right in front of you. All of the hands are full of food as they all creep their way towards you, ready to fatten you up.